This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. At least 133 people have died in flooding in western Germany, where water levels remain high in many areas. Houses continue to collapse in the country's worst natural disaster in half a century. Some 90 people have died in the Ahrweiler district of Cologne, according to police estimates on Saturday. Hundreds of people are still missing. Around 700 residents were evacuated late on Friday after a dam broke in the town of Wassenberg. Over the past several days, the floods have mostly hit the states of Rhineland-Palatinate and North Rhine-Westphalia. They've cut off entire communities from power and communications. The flooding has also hit parts of Belgium and the Netherlands. At least 20 people have died in Belgium. The White House says U.S. President Joe Biden will meet with Iraqi Prime Minister Mustafa al-Kadhimi later this month in Washington. The meeting set for July 26th comes at a pivotal point in the U.S.-Iraq relationship and amid growing concerns about more frequent attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. There have been at least 8 drone attacks targeting the U.S. presence since Mr. Biden took office in January, as well as 17 rocket attacks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Biden, quote, looks forward to strengthening bilateral cooperation with Iraq on political, economic, and security issues. Iran's state media report that one person was killed late Friday during a protest of water shortages in the country's southwest. A 2-day wave of anti-government protests in southwest Iran in response to water shortages has drawn new attention to what experts say is the long-running mismanagement of natural resources by Iran's Islamist rulers. You're listening to VOA News.